This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Ron Hutchcraft on the line from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. We're going to be talking about their annual Warrior Leadership Summit. It's going to look really different this year because of the pandemic. And Ron, before we get into the details, I just got to ask you, Native culture is very communal, and Warrior Leadership Summit, the summit embraces that. How do you recreate it online?
You know, we have had one of the great challenges, one of the great sadnesses of decisions I've ever had to make in ministry, and one of the great experiences of the faithfulness of God through all of this. So that's kind of a summary of it. Let me just give a little background here. For those who don't know about Warrior Leadership Summit, Native American young people have such a crisis of hope. And there is so much pain and brokenness and history that has left them really having a hard time even thinking of having a future at all. So Warrior Leadership Summit, this week where young people from some 80 different nations, indigenous nations across North America come together, has been for many an oasis of hope. And just to give you an idea of how significant that is, at a recent Warrior Leadership Summit conference on a night when I was speaking, most of our speakers are Native American, but on a night I was speaking, I asked how, if you have ever attempted suicide or have thought seriously about it or lost somebody your age to suicide, would you just raise your hand? How many of you had that? And almost every hand in this huge conference went up. Now, what youth conference in America would that happen? It just is indicative of the level of despair, but the significance of a hope-filled, life-changing week where hundreds come to Christ and many others are equipped to be warriors for their people. Well, this year, because of the coronavirus, and this is going to be a familiar story to many people, the possibility of bringing them all together from all these different areas, many of which are hotspots, actually, in terms of the virus, where there are lockdowns and they've set up blockades on highways so people will not come into the reservation in some areas. With all of that going on, it was impossible to bring all these young men and women together responsibly, safely, and maybe even legally. So it was a heart-wrenching decision. But then we just said, okay, Lord, you've closed the door. The method is, we can't do the method, but the mission hasn't changed. To still have this oasis of hope, how can we do this? Well, obviously, as many churches have discovered, our one vehicle, our one way to put it within their reach would be online. And so this becomes a year where instead of you coming to Warrior Leadership Summit, Warrior Leadership Summit's coming to you. But for it to be an online, and I'm going to say online experience, we needed to come up with, really create something that didn't exist before. And it's been very exciting to watch God unfold it a step at a time. So let me paint a picture of what it's going to be like. And you mentioned the connectivity that is so important in Native Americans. And when they walk into that room, when they can come to the conference, the thing we hear over and over again is, I am not alone. Well, that's kind of what makes us sad about not having the event, but the online event looks like this. Many of the leaders on reservations who bring young people to Warrior Leadership Summit, with our help and even some financial support from us where necessary, have organized to have their group together wherever the reservations are open enough to do that right now, and that's most of them at this point. And they're going to be for five summer nights, we're calling it, five summer nights. And each of those nights, there will be about a 45-minute online experience that will include a welcome from young people on some reservation. There will be different reservations each night represented where they will be welcome everybody to Warrior Leadership Summit online. There will be, and by the way, everybody participating in this who's registered their group, every young person that's going to be in the groups will get a Warrior Leadership Summit kit. In that kit will be the same WLS shirt that they would have gotten if we had the conference. They'll have their shirt. They will have snacks in there. They will have their notebook to take notes on the sessions. They will have Warrior Worship CD, which we would have available at the conference, that captures much of the praise and worship that is heart and soul of the conference, except it will be on a CD that they'll be able to play all year long. And there's even snacks in there. And there's a gator, and you've seen these on TV. They're masks, you know, the kind of protective masks that so many are being encouraged to wear. And you wear it kind of around your neck, sort of like a scarf. There's going to be a Warrior Leadership Summit gator for every young person as well. So this kit has just got, like, everything you need. It's kind of what they would get if they came to WLS. So then there will be a different praise band somewhere in America, a native praise group or a worship leader. And so each night there'll be different native worship leaders from different locations, which will continue to give this feeling of, boy, I am part of something bigger than myself. We have comments already that we have recorded, because we won't be able to go in the audience and ask for roving mic answers, as we usually do, but we've already got our roving mic answers from an intertribal group of young men and women. So there will be what we call Zoom room in the Zoom room, using Zoom technology. There you will be hearing from these young people from all over the country commenting on the subject of the night. So there's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and five nights, and each night we will cover a major life issue that will determine the rest of your life. We'll be talking about your choices, your future, your pain, your past, and your relationships. And there will be at least two opportunities for them to choose Christ to be their Savior those nights. And the way they will let us know that they did is they will text to us the word hope. And we're just going to ask everybody to get their phones out, and if they prayed to begin a relationship with Jesus, to text us the word hope. And when they do, they will almost immediately receive some tools that will help them strengthen their relationship with Christ. Now, not everybody will be in a group, but many of them will be. And so there will be five nights of an event, really, a local event hosted by the person who usually would bring them to the conference. And we're helping to provide the refreshments that they're going to need, and pizza and all of that. So there will be still a sense of community going forward. Now, in some areas, some people will be just individually watching it. They won't have a group to be a part of. But we're widely promoting it in places that Native young people will see it. And so all they have to do is, it'll literally be at their fingertips. All they have to do is look on their phone, and they can come to the five summer nights. And each night, there will be a special guest artist. And, you know, all these artists have had their tours canceled this summer. So, for example, Lecrae is going to be with us for a mini concert. And people like Mandisa and several other bands that are well-known, different styles, and but thoroughly Christian. And so we're going to have these special guests each night that will be a part of the conference as well. So it is going to be a tremendously exciting five summer nights. Each event will be about 45 minutes long, and we continue to hear from people that are checking in. We're going to be there. A lot of people have never come before. Here's the bottom line. It looks like, very, very likely, this Warrior Leadership Summit will impact more Native young lives than we've ever had in the room, because of the digital reach of it. And the fact they don't have to get on a bus, they don't have to travel to get there, they don't have to take the risk of going to something they've never been to before. All they got to do is show up with people they know right on their own reservation. So this really looks like it may very well affect thousands of Native young people. So as God took one thing away, guess what? He said, I've got some new wineskins, and the lesson here is very simple, and one I think many ministries have been learning. It is not the method that changes lives. It's the master. And he has the right to change the method through which he does it. And he's forced us to change the method this year and to say, Lord, how do you want us to get this done? And he's given us a way to do it that may reach more lives than ever before.
And as usual, you have masterfully answered all of my questions. So I only have one question left for you. How do you want non-Native people to, well, and maybe some Natives who aren't directly involved in youth ministry, but how do you want people to respond to this?
Well, certainly the event is really, as the live event, you know, the in-person event, is, you know, specifically designed for Native young people, but it has to be backed by a massive amount of prayer because, of course, the communication is not as intimate as it would be if they were in the room with us. We have a great lineup of speakers who, and the five summer nights messages are well planned, but we're going to need to make sure the technology works, that the connection, the personal connection between what's the program people, the praise and worship people, the people giving hope stories, giving their comments, our hosts, and especially our speakers, that there will be a Holy Spirit connection across the miles. We're reaching up, you know, into the northern Canada and Alaska and all over the lower 48 of the United States. And so they will be scattered everywhere, but we pray that there will be a sense that there's a connectivity of Native young people under the banner of Christ across this continent without being in the same room, that somehow God will give us a miraculous response in terms of young people coming to Christ. We can't ask them to come forward and publicly declare a commitment to Christ. Really, that's not workable in the online situation. That's what we do on reservations. That's what we do at Warrior Leadership Summit every year. But we do have a way to obviously lead them into a relationship with Christ and then have them let us know by text that they have. Let's pray that there will be that we will still have a large number of Native young people choose to step into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that they will let us know so we can care for them, follow up on them, and let their leader know if they're in a group. Now, their leader would know if they came forward at the Warrior Leadership Summit. Now, we need to ask them to let us know by text. And so there's a lot to pray for here in terms of this getting to the outcomes that have been so life-changing and even life-saving for some young people every year at Warrior Leadership Summit, that this will not diminish its impact, but instead will deepen and broaden its impact as never before. And when we can get together prayerfully, hopefully next year and in years to come, there'll be more in the room than there's ever been before because of this.